Welcome to episode 101 of Cracking the Spine. I'm Zane.
Oh, I'm Josh.
I'm Sean.
Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf's here. What? 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, I was going to go. This is like our freshman course.
Oh, yeah.
Gut 101.
Our intro course.
Cracking the Spine 101.
Intro to books.
All the stuff you already covered in high school, what they have to charge you for in college so that they get more money out of you.
That's exactly what it is.
College is a scam.
Don't go. Read books at home.
Drop out.
See you next week.
Say fuck to your mom.
Yeah, say fuck to your mom.
Go to school naked.
Yeah, smoke, fuck your mom.
Smoke the drugs. Shoot the heroines of your story.
with strong...
With
emotions.
Really strong opioid drugs. Yeah.
All right.
Haven't lost a beat.
We're back. It's been a week.
So I told you guys before, not you listeners, but Zane and Josh.
Okay.
I told you guys that I had some show-related news, but I wanted to save it for when we were recording.
I forgot all about that because I don't listen to things that people don't tell me, so.
What? No, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, but all right, you know what? Just go. All what right. is it?
I finished my novel. I finished the book, you guys.
Fuck you, overachieving motherfucker.
I finished Before the Fall.
Oh, boy.
And?
It was...
Well, yeah, it's Before the Fall. It's like not even summer yet.
It's not bad.
Oh, Jesus.
It was... Okay.
Oh, no. It took you fucking 5 weeks to finish it, and it was only okay.
It took me way more than 5 weeks to finish it, and it was only okay.
That was...
It felt like an episode of a one-season, like, network drama.
Mm. Like a CW show?
Nah, I mean, CBS or ABC.
I don't know what's worse.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm choosing it very deliberately.
Yeah.
Like, it was very formulaic, cookie cutter, no surprises, no real drama. Not bad. Well written.
Yeah. But now it makes sense why it took you so long to read it.
With, like, 50 pages before it ended, I was like, oh, this is what's going to happen. And that's exactly what happened.
That's the worst.
And then, like, the end was, like, it was, like, Poochie getting called away to his home planet. It's like, I have to go now. This book is over. Like, boop, 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 boop.
Poochie died on the way home.
Nothing happened after the end of this book because there's a lot of things that need to get wrapped up, but we ended here.
That's terrible.
So I started Mistborn by Brandon Sanderson.
Mistborn? How do you spell the which? How are you spelling mist?
Mist. MISTBORN.
Not like the video game with a Y in it.
No. Like someone who is born in mist.
Zane likes mist.
Yeah, you guessed pretty hard there.
I'd read a mist book. There's probably mist books.
I never played that game.
It's fun.
Was it just flash-based puzzles?
It's like puzzles, yeah. But that's like...
But when I was little...
Yeah, we grew up with
that shit.
When
I was really, really little, it scared the shit out of me.
It was
creepy.
Because
I didn't know that, like, nothing happened.
Right.
So I kept expecting something to jump out at me.
Okay.
So it was, like, very suspenseful.
The only thing jumping out at you was your imagination.
Knowledge! Oh.
And that. But, go ahead, Sean.
Well, no, this is the book that was recommended to me.
What
by
is
a friend.
It about?
It's a fantasy novel. I'm not exactly. It's pretty high fantasy.
How high?
Like opioid high.
Like heroin.
Like,
orcs and elves.
No.
Magic
kings
swords.
and a ruling class and
sounds like real Earth.
Yeah.
And, like, slave class, and at night when the mist comes in, nobody goes out into it because they're afraid they're going to get killed by the mist. And mist wraiths.
Wraiths? Mm-hmm. All right.
Here's the thing.
It's like middle high fantasy.
I'm 25 pages into a 500-page novel, which is the first of a trilogy.
Okay.
So, what I said was, it feels high fantasy.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's wraiths
but this
in
is
it.
This is the novel.
I don't know that that's what you said.
We'll check the tape.
Okay.
I don't think he said it, Bill.
Josh, at this point right here, you'll edit in what I actually said.
I'll probably just edit myself going, I'm not doing that.
I like that.
Either
better.
Way, I'm right. So,
I bet he doesn't edit anything.
That sounds more likely. This is the one that was recommended to me by someone who thinks that the lead character is me.
Oh! We didn't talk about that yet.
We have talked about that.
No, we haven't.
On the show?
When did we talk about this?
Like, a couple of times when I brought up this book.
No, we didn't talk about this for all of us, who we think is our main character.
Oh. No, we haven't done that topic.
We're not doing that tonight, so.
We could.
No, we're not.
So you didn't do the research on
that. I didn't think about it enough.
I didn't really do research on anything.
Yeah. I've been really mumbled. Like phoning
that's
it in.
That's embarrassing. I know.
No, I haven't.
Nobody
been
knows
phoning.
What you're saying, Zane.
Hey, Mumbles from Dick Tracy.
Yo, cheat code over there. Just say it. Cheat code would be a great name for a villain.
Cheat code would be great. In the second version of Ready Player 2. It's cheat code spelled C-H-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-T.
D.
D. Cheat code.
With a K.
Yeah.
And an umlaut over the O. And he rides in on Prince's motorcycle from Purple Rain.
Yeah, and he has Thor's hammer because he's Swedish.
And a super awesome scar on his eye.
On his dick. I mean eye.
Like Kratos from God of War.
Yo, I'm going to sue God of War for making Kratos look like me.
You should, too.
I have more muscles than him, so.
Well, you have the same. I mean, all human beings have the same number of muscles.
Well, not necessarily true. My dad had an extra bone in his leg.
Oh, you found your dad? Hey, congrats, bud.
Well.
I know where my dad is. I just choose not to talk to him.
Hey, babe. How are you?
I live in Florida now.
I've been here the whole time. So, Zane, what are you reading?
Next.
I haven't read anything either, but I will have some time. And your book is sitting on my table, and it's calling me, and I need to finish it.
Jess.
Whose book? My book?
Zane's
book. My book.
What book?
Whispering Winds Part 2.
Wise Man's Fear?
The Wise Man's Winds Part 2.
The book I recommended to Zane that's now somehow her book?
Well, it was her book.
It's my physical copy that I lent
to Josh. Like the book itself is your
copy. Yeah, her actual book.
But also, calm your tits, dude.
Calm your tits, dude.
I'm just saying.
Or bust them out and let's let this party go.
It's an audio podcast. They've been out the whole time.
They'll hear the suckling.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. They won't hear it.
She didn't say ooh. She said nude.
Nudes. I was saying booer.
Send them.
All right, so we're all good readers.
Yeah.
No, I'm a good reader.
Also,
we're all good
with
readers
my super uncalm
hearing.
Tits.
The Skyrim books, I want to read all of them. The ones that you gave me for Christmas.
Okay.
Well,
I mean, then do that.
I read a lot of them in the game.
April, so.
Is it April? What is that noise? Did you hear that?
I believe it's April showers.
I don't know. It might be my phone.
Did you hear that booping noise? It was very...
The good news is they probably didn't hear it on the recording. So I'm glad that we're talking about it now.
Well, I'm fucking paranoid.
I thought it was Dan.
Boop, boop. It's Dan pooping.
I thought Dan was doing something. All right, anyway. I can't even be honest without being fucking looked at sideways.
Well, it's tough. Boy who cried honesty over here.
Is that me?
Is that you?
Am I the boy who cried honestly?
Yeah, you're always like, I'm telling the truth, and never are.
Villagers, come quickly, the truth is here!
Ah, fuck that.
Pitchforks! There's no truth.
Damn you, boy who cried truth!
The end.
They'll make a parable of you one day!
I'd like to see them try!
Boy who cried truth died later that night because his family starved him to death.
I have to go now. My home truth needs me. Boop, 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 boop. I think that's as good a time as any to take a break because we got a topic and it's awesome. Welcome back to episode 101 Dalmatians of Cracking the Spine's Dalmatians. I'm brought to you by the SPCA. I'm Sean.
I'm Zane.
I'm Josh. Was 101 Dalmatians a book?
They probably made it into like a kid's book, like a picture.
But it wasn't like a fairy tale or anything.
I don't know, because Disney wasn't really known for his like original licenses. Like, he co-opted things. That's a good question.
I don't have any idea.
Huh. That's the kind of thing we could research.
If we had the internet, which we don't.
If we could remember for the third act, which we won't.
What? There's three parts to this show?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, Josh, what are we talking about?
We're talking about, I don't know the name of the book, but true crime books. Patton Oswalt's wife.
Yeah, Michelle McNamara. Yes. The late Michelle McNamara. It's like the most tragic story.
Yeah, it's fucking sad.
Like, a marriage I've ever, like...
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, Zane, what's the title of, what's the name of her book?
I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
I'll Be Gone in the Dark. And it's her, she was a true crime writer, a journalist for her life, like that was her career. And she was working on a book about the Golden State Killer, is that what they call it? The Golden State Killer.
She dubbed him that.
Okay. Oh, is that right?
Yes.
I didn't realize that. And apparently what Patton Oswalt has said in like, since her passing, she died, and she died of an overdose. And there's a lot of speculation that the drugs that she overdosed on, she was prescribed. And the speculation is that the prescriptions were, like, it was a psychological issue that was going on because she was so involved in trying to figure out who this murderer was, that she became depressed and anxious and couldn't sleep and had to be prescribed pills.
Mm-hmm.
And
like just, what happened to like Michael Jackson and Prince, like they both did that, right?
Yeah.
They couldn't sleep at night. Michael Jackson was taking like 11 Xanax or something crazy.
But it's
that.
A little bit different.
This kind of struck me, like she wasn't necessarily having like a drug problem.
Right.
Like she was taking meds like basically as prescribed. Like she was taking them correctly, but like at some point, like something, like she took some, went to bed and never woke up.
That's fucking terrible.
And he decided to finish her book. Like she was working on a book about this killer.
Yeah.
Who, I mean, it was like, it was the 70s. It was a serial killer in California in the 70s and 80s, but it wasn't like, I think it was like 14 bodies and...
It was 14 murders.
And 60 or more rapes.
No, it was like 46 rapes. Okay. I mean...
No, not yet.
Like, you know, it's a lot of rapes.
That's a lot of crime.
It's a lot of rapes.
And, you know, the like she interviewed investigators and she interviewed victims and, you know, Patton knew that she was working on the book, but he either didn't know or she didn't show how much of it was wearing on her,
right?
Like personally.
Well, they had just had a child too, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And so she died, and he finished the book, and the book came out in February of this year and became a bestseller. Like, it was a new instant New York Times bestseller. Like, part of it is because of the star power, but also part of it is because apparently she was an amazing writer. I haven't read it.
They always talk about her. I followed the subreddit on, what is it? Unsolved, it's not Unsolved Mysteries, it's like Unsolved Crime or something like that, and they always bring her up. And because like, ever since the Netflix
Making a Murder,
oh, right, yeah.
Like everyone's like really into like trying to like figure out these like
The cold cases.
Yeah. And like she would be brought up like constantly because like she would just like have like insight into like all these crazy like unsolved mystery murders and shit. So
this week, I mean, this week as we're recording, which will be last week for you guys when you listen, because we're on a weekly recording schedule.
Yay! Yeah.
They got him.
Yeah.
They got the guy.
It's crazy.
And you know, like,
shocker of all shockers.
Yeah.
Ex-cop.
Weird.
Yeah.
Who would have known that a cop would have, you know, misogynistic tendencies?
Who was the other one? The one from Kansas. Was it the KSM?
BTK.
BTK.
Bind, torture, kill. KSM.
What does KSM stand for?
Karate science magic.
Karate science. How is he doing these crimes? It's like some kind of karate science or magic.
No, that's a bit of a... It's okay, so...
I didn't know that. Is this a thing?
Sidebar. Do you remember KSM, Zane?
No.
So, this was a thing from Gamervision days.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Where everybody... Basically, you're comprised of 100 points.
Okay.
And your 100 points are spread between your karate, your science, and your magic.
This sounds like a Chris Buke thing.
It was Chris Buke and Mike Sorakis.
Yes. Yes.
And you, like, it was a big thing to get
I'm doubling down on magic.
Like, to get your KSM score.
I don't know. I'm going to go double karate.
It came with a pie chart.
Okay.
Josh, you're heavy science.
You think?
Yeah, you're like, I would say,
I'm heavy science.
If I would amateur out your KSM, you're like,
yeah.
I would say 62 science.
It's a lot of science.
15 magic, remainder karate.
What's the remainder?
I don't know. Math, dude.
62.
You're
plus
the science.
You're editing this one.
Oh my god. 10, 5, 77. So what's that? 23 magic?
I'm like 50 science, 48 magic with 2 karate.
2 karate?
Yeah, my physical prowess is not much.
Okay. Well, anyway.
BTK.
What's that ratio for?
Yeah, what's his ratio?
Yeah, just kill a lot.
100% bind. Big into binding.
So anyway, so they got the guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's... I can't even imagine what it must feel like for Patton Oswalt. Like...
Yeah, it's got to be, like, bittersweet
as hell.
He
did do an interview last night, and he read an excerpt from the book, but I haven't had the chance to watch it yet.
Do you know with whom he interviewed?
It was a late-night show, okay. I think.
Yeah, we did not prepare. Not
sure. Was it Fox and Friends?
It was not Fox
Probably
and Friends.
Probably
not. I can promise you
I'm almost
it was not Fox
and 100% Friends. Karate. It's not Fox and Friends.
But this, ripped from the headlines book tangent made Zane think that there was a show here.
Well, I'd have never read...
17 minutes in, I'm not sure. I mean,
Devil in the White City, I'm reading.
Oh, is this... Oh, so...
but I've never read, like, a book about, like, a real... serial killer, and I know
you didn't read In True Blood by Truman Capote.
No,
you were never assigned that in school.
No, I never. No, wow. I know Zane. You like that? You've read stuff about like Albert Fish, who I know about and like historically, but I've never read like anything like specifically.
Who is Albert Fish? Is that the
guy from? I think he's from Chicago.
He ate
the children,
and he write like a letter.
Yeah, he writes a letter.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever read a book about him, but I feel like I know the story.
Yeah.
I definitely. Then you've read in Cold Blood,
yes.
Right? Truman Capote,
yeah.
And I read Helter Skelter.
I never read Helter Skelter either.
By Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy Giuliani, Mike Birbiglia,
Vincent
Bela Lugosi.
Vincent Bela Lugosi.
I mean, I've watched like tons of. I watched like a documentary about that. I think it might have been on Netflix about. Help that guy who wrote Helter Skelter,
yeah.
Talking about like the trial and like how like crazy it was, and it was like a shit show. It was like a show trial, and like
it was like the OJ. It was like
it
the
was
original
the original
OJ, trial.
OJ yeah. trial. Yeah, but like I never read anything about it. That would probably be better. We might be reading a lot of true crime stuff soon about the president. I hope.
I started the book about Columbine.
Oh yeah,
it was written by the. What was the movie that won the Oscar about the Boston Globe investigation into the sex crimes for the church?
Doubt.
No, it was shit.
No Doubt is a band.
Anyway, it was like the Columbine, like the book on Columbine was written by 5 or 6 different journalists that covered that. Crime for the I think it was the Denver Post.
Right.
So it was like, you know, it was written like a people's history. Like it was,
I would read that because I think that Columbine is like it's interesting in the sense that like it's I think it like kicked off this whole shitstorm that we're in right now with kids killing each other. And, like, I was in school then, and I remember there was, like, a high probability or a scare at my school where one day they were like, you don't have to come to school today. And, like, people came to school that day.
Right.
Because, like, I was like, whatever, I don't care. And, like, somebody popped a bag at lunch, and everyone stopped. And then we all laughed because we were like, this is crazy. Like, we're all, like, afraid of this, like, crazy, like, shooting happening. And we're, like, laughing at a kid popping a bag. And we're all freaked out by it.
Yeah.
And, like, it's – I would be interested in reading that because, like
– It won a – if it didn't win a Pulitzer, it won, like, a National Book Award. Like, it's – and it's now on a lot of schools' summer reading lists.
Yeah.
But I think it's – there's a difference between, I think, the, like, In Cold Blood or Columbine or Helter Skelter as compared to, I've already forgotten the name.
I'll
Be Gone in the Dark, because I'll Be Gone in the Dark was written by an author who knew that the crime was still not solved.
Right.
Yeah.
And is that its own subgenre of true crime?
I don't know.
This is what I was desperately trying to Google before we started recording was, you know, are there instances of other, books like this where it was like investigative journalism
right.
in a way, but, you know, culminating in a true crime book. And they're not books, but there has been a trend lately of all these true crime documentaries.
Yeah.
And the first one that came to mind was The Jinx.
The Jinx. Oh.
About Robert Durst.
So I worked with the guy from The Jinx.
Right?
Yeah.
The Jinx, yeah.
I went and shot something with the handwriting expert for The Jinx one time. And I don't know if I'm supposed to be talking about this, but I did this. Anyway, whatever, sue me. And, whatever, fuck, I don't have any money, whatever,
so
fuck
they're
you.
Listening to a German yeah. economics podcast.
That's true. They're like, where's my Deutschmarks? and like, they like straight up asked them. He was like, do you think he did it? And he was a scientist, so he was like, well, I don't know and I can't say. But it was, like, really fascinating to, like, see this guy, like, talk about, like that whole thing. And, like, that. I think there's, like, a new... power to this because of the internet, right? Like,
right.
Everyone can pool their resources and their, like, brain power to, like, form a super brain.
Right.
And, like, it's, like, huge now.
It's funny you should say that because I honestly, until you told that story, I had forgotten that I used to work in the bookstore with a kid whose family moved to Pennsylvania from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And his father... was one of the lead investigators on the Kurt Cobain suicide.
Yeah.
And, this is literally coming back to me as I'm telling the story. And he used to go on – he was one of the lead detectives on it, and he was also one of the lead proponents of the idea that Kurt did not commit suicide, that it was a murder. And I'm not sure if that's connected or not, but it's just, like, the idea of – And they were basically forced to move because the dad would go on various shows
and say what
he wouldn't say, like, you know, I think that this was a murder. He would say, like, I don't think this investigation was done as well as it should have been. And there's a lot of questions that are unanswered.
Right.
And the powers that were out there were like, you can't be here anymore.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like that parish priest that gets moved to another location.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like with, like, the how we live now, like, this stuff is only – I mean, like I said, like, I follow that Reddit, and, like, people are talking about all kinds of shit. Like, every day there's, like, a new, like, well, what about this and what about this? And, like, that can be good, but it can also be, like, super detrimental.
Sure, because then you get into, like, crisis actors, and then you get into
false flag. The Boston bomber, Reddit thought they'd track him down as some poor fucking schmuck.
Or Pizzagate. Or the fucking, were you telling me about the Shia LaBeouf thing? Like, he did. I'm gonna tell this story so shitty. I'm like so unprepared.
This is when he set up like
the
24-hour camera.
Yeah, and then they found it Because, like, they, like, fucking, like, figured out with, like, the planes going over. They, like, looked at, like, live flight feeds, like, anywhere, like, in California or wherever. And they figured that shit out. Like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, and that was just to, like, commit, like, I guess, like, harmless vandalism. But, right. like, what if, like, he was there and, like, some, you know what I mean? Like, right. you could really, like, fuck somebody up. Like.
Right.
So, I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know if there's an instance of a book that, like.
I feel
probably
like
not,
is,
right?
It probably isn't unique, but it certainly is unique
Rare.
To, like, modern times.
Right.
That, you know, a book that was so well-researched. You know, there's been a lot of books about true crime, but they're usually written after the cuffs are put on someone
and after
they're
the
led
facts.
Away.
Yeah.
And certainly, you know, the high-profile nature of Patton Oswalt and,
right.
you know, everything that's gone on,
yeah.
like, since she passed away. And, you know, he did the Netflix special and,
yeah.
you know, like, it's tragic. It's just tragic
yeah.
from top to bottom.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's not.
It sure is.
It's tough. Like, I don't know. I feel like there was a point in my life, like, not to be all Steven Spielberg-y, but there was a point when I would have been, like, super into, like, reading about this stuff, but like as I'm old, get older, I'm just like, I don't know if I have like space in my mind for this crap anymore.
Right.
Like, I don't know. It's too like it's like the world's like crazy. Like, I just have to wake up now and be
yeah.
like, oh, everything's nuts. Okay,
yeah,
I'm good.
Sometimes the true crime. That's how
yeah.
I feel honestly when people talk to me about how much they love nonfiction.
Yeah,
you know, and they're like, oh, I'm reading this great book about World War II. What
right.
are you reading? It's like, I'm reading about, like, fucking dragons and shit.
Yeah.
Because I can't,
yeah.
I don't want to read about World War II.
Right.
I don't know how you do that.
The There's enough fucking.
That's, like, I need an escape.
Yeah.
That's why
yeah,
I
Yeah, we're
reading,
in full
you know?
Escape mode
and I
right
think
now.
As interesting as true crime is, and I love, like, I love true crime documentaries and stuff. Like, I love it. But
mm.
it's, I have to be in the right mood because a lot of times I feel like you, Josh. Like,
yeah.
It's just too much. I need that escape route. I need
yeah, I can't.
Dragons and, you know, elves and orcs and
yeah,
I, spacemen.
I can't wake up and log on Twitter and like see half the stuff I see
yeah.
and then be like, you know what? I really want to learn about some crazy, horrible shit that happened to real people one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Let me read about mustard gas attacks in the trenches
yeah.
of World War One.
Yeah.
Freaking
man.
Mustard gas, delicious. They
Only
held a
hot,
the hot
dog gas.
And they were like, Frankfurters. Because they were in Germany.
That was the invention of Frankfurters.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. I think that's probably a good sign to take a break.
Sure.
What?
Yeah.
Josh has more to say on this topic.
Tighten it up.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to episode 101 of Cracking the Spine. I'm Josh.
I'm Zane.
Sean here.
Whoa.
And this is the part of the episode where we
get moody as shit.
Talk
Not
about
moody.
No. What are we? What are you saying we're moody for?
Sean was like, "I'm Sean."
I was trying to be sultry.
Mm.
Salty?
Like
I think
no,
is the
salty.
Right word.
Like cracking
salty ass.
Like cracking the spine after hours.
After dark.
At night.
Hey, listeners. What are you wearing? Me too.
It's like when Real Sex on HBO would come on and be like, guess I'm not going to bed. Gotta watch Real Sex 47.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is back when, like, you didn't have porn, like, easily.
Yeah, Real like, Sex was just flaccid penises.
There's a lot of that. And a lot of,
like,
yeah.
I would like for someone to come over and fuck my wife.
Yeah.
Like, that was the whole show.
Yeah.
And then, like, those, like, street interviews where I was like, I don't know, I have, like, 17 dildos.
He's, like, quoting the show, like, verbatim.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have porn.
That's what I'm saying. We didn't have porn.
I'm just saying.
Anyway.
I still don't know where we stand on real sex. But let's keep going.
I'm pro-real sex.
Don't stand on sex.
Don't stand while
you
sex.
Have sex however you and a consenting
yeah.
partner
yeah.
deem.
Upside down, standing up. With snowshoes on. I'm just looking at things that are happening around me. Next to a clock. On a horse.
During the NFL draft.
During the NFL draft. Nice.
The Patriots are on the cock.
Okay.
The dick is in.
If you haven't guessed by now, we need show topics.
We do.
Yo, natural fucking segue, bro.
I'm sometimes good at what I do.
Good job, Daredevil.
Sometimes. That's it. Not funny when you do it.
It's
on
in the car.
Podcast.
It's in the car.
You gotta do the hood.
It's not.
We should do one of those boomerangs.
This is a visual game.
All the kids love the boomerang on Instagram.
Oh, the boomerang? Yeah.
Yeah.
All the kids and people that I know. They always boomerang.
Yeah, it's all.
Where's your boomerangs?
Australia.
Boomerang. Okay, so send us show topics at Cracking the Spine Twitter. What is the Twitter?
At Cracking Spine.
At Cracking Spine. Fuck, man.
Or on email, crackingthespineshow@gmail.com.
Or
Facebook.
On the Reddit. Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
On the Reddit.
Cracking the Spine Pod is Reddit.
Visit me in my dreams.
Why would you invite people to do that?
I would be where
if there are any dreamwalkers listening to this show, you literally just invited them into your brain.
If there are dreamwalkers watching this show,
they're
don't
not
you
watching.
Want to...
I said listening.
Okay, fair enough.
Although if they're dreamwalkers, they're
they
probably
could be
watching
it.
That, okay,
yeah.
I take it back.
No, I mean I did a stupid thing.
No, it's fine.
Mark it down. Say it in your tally.
You know, it's an 101.
Yeah,
episode.
Right.
We got her, dude.
The first one.
Suck on it, Lauren.
Yeah.
My point was, I would want to know who the fuck is dreamwalking and what their secrets are.
Dude, right?
No, dreamwalkers don't tell you.
Secrets.
No, that's not what you. No, they don't tell you their secrets.
They go into
your
house
will
be
secrets.
Undying.
You invited. You just invited a vampire into your house.
That's not
you're
what
flying,
a dreamwalker.
Man.
Well, sometimes vampires can do that.
All right, listen. This is not the show topic. This could be a show topic.
It could
topic.
Be, but we also need more.
This sounds like high fantasy.
What's that, Stephen King?
Where do vampires fall in fantasy?
I would.
They're not fantasy.
No, they
vampires
become
are not fantasy.
No, but they become like sort of akin. Like, and here's my gauge. There's like vampire LARPing communities. So, you know, there's that.
Is that
wait?
So
is that
you
the end of
you
your
dragged
point?
The show to a halt for that?
Yeah.
You shut us all up so you could just say some people like to pretend that vampires.
Some people
are a thing.
LARP.
Yeah, I think LARPing.
You think LARPing is like the yardstick for fantasy?
I think it's a
akin to a novel.
What?
I think it's like an evidence for something.
Dreamwalkers, stay out of Zane's brain. You're not invited anymore.
You know what? I'd say go in there because I want to hear about this, Dreamwalkers.
You can come into my dreams, but only if you tell me who you are.
That's you don't get to put the conditions
Zane,
on that.
Zane.
Didn't you ever see The Cell?
My dream.
Didn't you ever see Sleepwalkers, that Stephen King movie?
No, The Cell with Jennifer Lopez.
I love
and
that movie.
Vince Vaughn and
Tarsim.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
It's Tarsim. I love Tarsim.
Like, you don't want to be in that movie?
I would love to be in that movie.
But that's not.
Oh, you know me.
Was that like Vincent D'Onofrio doing Buffalo Bill?
Maybe. That's pretty much that movie.
Would you know me? I'd know me. Snort it up, Snorty. Put that on the list.
Why did you come here?
Ah!
Button.
Okay.
It's been a while.
I saw a movie in the theater.
Show topics, please send them for the love of God.
No, I think
show
we
to
got
a halt
this.
Just for this.
Is that it? Is that it, Sean?
Now, Zay, it's your turn. Oh, wait, no, you ground the show to a halt for inviting strangers into your dreams. Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Check them out. Books. Check them out. At your library.